KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Micah Eggert, a junior member of the Wahi boys basketball team, for the second time this season. And Micah, as we conduct this player profile interview, it's prior to a very busy week, a very challenging week, a very taxing week for the Wahi boys basketball team. Three games this week, at Hanford on Tuesday, at Sageview on Friday, and a home game with Hermiston on Saturday. Now, the Blue Devils, as we're conducting this interview, coming off a loss at home to a very, very good Chiawana basketball team. Now, I asked Jacob Griffith in a previous player profile what he thought were the lessons learned from that game, and I guess I'll start this interview by posing the same question. What were the lessons learned from your standpoint?
Yeah, I think we just had to come out with more energy and play faster from the start, because we knew Chiawana was one of the top teams in the state for 4A, and we knew they were going to play fast, play physical, and we kind of just, I felt like, didn't come out with that in the first half. And then at halftime, we kind of talked about it, and we kind of came out faster, and we just need to do that from the start.
And there have been some games this year when you've done just that, and the results, more often than not, were very, very good for the Blue Devils, and it shows that this team is more than capable of holding their own. So what is it going to take for the Blue Devils the rest of this season to hold their own and more?
I think we just got to go out there and know and have the mindset that we can go beat anyone if we play well together and we play fast and we play through everyone. And it kind of starts on the defensive side of just, we got to hold teams to less points, so then we don't have to depend on our offense to score every possession.
Yes, indeed. It can be a lot of pressure. It can be very, very taxing. Again, offensively, if you know, if the team isn't getting it done defensively and vice versa, obviously you want to the things offensively, the things defensively to mesh together, and that obviously will lead to a positive result at the end of the night, without question. But one of those cases, I guess, where, yes, you're concerned about what the other teams bring to the table, but it's more of an emphasis on, okay, now, what are the things that we need to do to be successful?
Yeah, I think we just got to go out there and play with the mindset that we can just beat anyone, and we got to go out there with the mindset of sharing the ball and taking the best shot for our team, not just, you know, not just a good look, but a great look. And we kind of got to go in there and with the mindset we got to hit our own shots and play as a team.
Now, as far as mindset, obviously you're a multi-sport athlete at Walla Walla High School. Are there different mindsets based on what venue you're in, what athletic arena you're in, or is it just basically the same kind of mentality no matter what sport you're playing?
It's very different in many sports. I feel like in football, mental is like, you got to know that you got to go play fast and physical. In basketball, it's playing fast, but also being controlled and not like throwing your body around, but playing smart. And then for me in tennis, it's kind of just not getting in your head. It's always on to the next play. And I mean, you can take that mindset into every sport as just, you got it the next play. And so I feel like tennis really helps me with that. In basketball, it's always the next shot, and you're going to make the next shot if you miss. So yeah.
And do you get the sense that your teammates are going down that same road, so to speak?
Yeah, I feel like everyone on our team plays different sports. We got baseball kids, we have track kids, we have lacrosse players, we have many different sports, and I feel like each of them can put their mindset of that sport into basketball, and it helps them overall.
And that will do it for this edition of our Player Profile segment. We want to thank Micah Eggert for joining us. And our Player Profile segment was presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahi Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, as we are conducting this interview, it is prior to a big, big week for the Wahi boys basketball team, a three-game week. It started Tuesday at Hanford. On Friday, the Blue Devils were scheduled to go to Sageview, and then it's all capped on Saturday when the Blue Devils host the Hermiston Bulldogs in the Wahi gym.
Yeah, it's a big week for our program, big week for our varsity team. I'm really excited to see where we're at after this week because the standings all look pretty much the same right now, so kind of challenged them lately about becoming better defensively, about better effort at times, and I think we're going to respond well, so I'm very excited to see how this three-game stretch goes and where we sit after this week.
And how are the kids doing health-wise? Because we are at that time of the year where there's a sniffle here and perhaps a cough there, or perhaps the creeping crud at any time could rear its ugly head.
Right, should knock on wood. We've been doing pretty good. No one's been complaining about sickness or feeling crummy, and the effort this week, this last 2 days, have been really good, and kids have looked healthy, so hopefully we stay that way and play good basketball.
Without a doubt, and especially against the opposition that is coming up this week. Hanford, never an easy place to win. Sageview has made some additions to its roster, and if there was ever any indication of how this Sageview ball club has come along, I think people should look no further than a big, big win they got earlier this year against Kamiakin.
Yeah, that one surprised me. The Kamiakin's such a big physical team. I actually went and found the game on Huddle, and Sageview made plays down the stretch. Like they got good kids. They're young, but they're talented. So they're going to have a little, you know, inconsistent play from here or there. But when they're clicking, they're a really good team, really tough team to beat.
And Hermiston brings some good players to the table, including Simmons. He scored 29 in the last meeting between the Blue Devils and Bulldogs.
He had 29 on us? Really? Their starting lineup's got a bunch of good-looking athletes on there, and they, when they're clicking, they're also a really tough team to beat. So I'm still a little frustrated how that one went on the road last time, but I'm excited to get a chance to play them at home and hopefully come out and play better team basketball from the get-go.
Then the next 2 weeks will be, quote-unquote, a little more routine with Friday and Saturday scenarios. And what is to come for the Blue Devils? Well, some very, very tough competition coming up. The last weekend of January, the Blue Devils will be playing Kennewick and Kamiakin. And then the week after that, Southridge and Richland.
Yeah, we're in the second half of the season. Everyone's seen each other now. So really, for us, every game's a big game. So when we get to Kamiakin and Kennewick, those will be huge games at that time, but we got to get through this week first and take care of Hanford and have a really good effort on the road at Sageview, and then kind of come home and play well and take care of business at home on Saturday against Hermiston.
And thus far in the league, at about the two-thirds mark or so, any surprises at all?
No, I think, you know, I think kind of everyone's where I thought they'd be. The 3A is really tight right now, so we're stressing. Like, we got to get all the ones we can, and, you know, can't take Hanford lightly on the road. We got to make sure we have the right mentality against Stageview on the road, and we can't take Hermiston lightly at home either. These are all three games on our schedule that are needed and important for us to go where we want to go in the postseason.
Without a doubt. And, again, it does not get any easier. But in the Mid-Columbia Conference, would you expect it to get any easier? The answer is an emphatic no. The fact of the matter is that this is a very, very tough conference. And on any given night, you could have one of those Sageview over Kamiokan type of surprises.
Right. But I love that for us. And it gives us hope. It's like, you know what? Like, we can go out, if we play the right way, we can beat all these teams as well. So it is tough. There's no easy nights, which every now and then you're like, God, we just need a win. But, you know, I like the fact that everything's going to be tough. And if we work hard and play the right way, the chances of us winning are out there. We just got to play good basketball.
And a case in point, as far as the Blue Devils are concerned, I look at that game at Kennewick. That was a very winnable contest, only a 6-point spread, 61-55, a game in which, yes, Daniel Trautania scored 27 points, but the Blue Devils limited him to just 6 points in the second half and not a single point in the fourth quarter.
Right, and so we've learned things from those games. Now that when we get them at home, we know kind of how we're going to defend them a little differently, start someone different on them. So, again, it's all learning moments throughout the season, and I'm learning as much as I can and making adjustments. And that gave me a lot of hope on the road. Like, we can play with this team. They're clearly the best 3A team in our league, but we did a lot of good things that give me hope at home. We'll play them a little different. Yeah.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Elia. Welcome you back to the Wahai Gym. We're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, courtside at the Wahai Gym, and our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side, presented by Hutchins Family Farms. Who else, right?
Exactly.
Talk about going to the Department of Redundancy Department. We continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show. It's been a long day, folks, but it's been a fun day. Yeah, whatever, officials. Yeah, nice. Yeah, good to see you.
Just yeah.
Go away, will you?
We'll have some comments on them later, I'm sure.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that big a homer. Yes, I am a homer, but not that big a homer. In any event, after all of that defugally and debacle-like dialogue, it's now time to continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups. They are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the Hermiston Bulldogs, as announced by head coach Brian Edwards, at a guard slash wing, Carter Olson, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a junior. At a guard slash wing, Lane Simmons, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a junior. Carter Swanson at guard, 6'1" and a junior. James Young at a guard slash wing, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a junior. And Evan Hayes at forward, 6 feet 5 inches tall and a senior.
Starting lineup for the Wahigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler at guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall and a sophomore. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Niall Dumpser at guard, 6 feet 1 and a senior. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And as we look at the Mid-Columbia Conference results from last evening, of course, the Wahigh Blue Devils, an exciting win at Sageview, 71-60. Oh, here's a shock. Richland, 109. Southridge, 53. Surprise,
oof.
Surprise.
Oof.
Hermiston Bulldogs coming in with a bit of a bounce in their step, but a hard-fought win for Hermiston last night at home. They defeated Hanford by a score of 73-68. Kennewick winning big at Pasco, 71-42. And Kamiakin defeated Chiawana, just the second league loss of the season for the Riverhawks. Kamiakin winning at home by a score of 56-40.
Wow, a little bit of a surprise. Both good teams. Yeah, just classic MCC beating up on each other all season long. All season long.
And now let's have a look at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings. The boys basketball front, as we continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, the standings are as follows. Oh, here's Richland leading the Class 4A, 13-0, 16-0 overall. Chiawana is next, 10-2 in conference play. Kamiakin is next with an 8-4 conference record. Then you have Pasco and Hanford, both 2-10. In the 3A classification, Kennewick leading with an 8-4 record. The Wahigh Blue Devils and Sageview Lobos tied at 5-7. Southridge is 4-8, and Hermiston is 4-9.
Well, you know, this was a heck of a game down in Hermiston last time. Hermiston winning on a last-second buzzer beater, 64-63. Honestly, the story of that game, quite frankly, was the officials. 45 fouls in that game called. Quite frankly, I think both sides of the crowd were just screaming at the officials to let these boys play. So hopefully we'll get that here tonight.
And, Peter, what a difference a game can make. The next game for the Blue Devils that followed against Cheney, there were 14 fouls called in the entire game. At Hermiston, there were 13 fouls in the first quarter.
It was really incredible, in a bad way, quite frankly. And it's really hard to get a rhythm playing basketball when there's that many fouls called. You just whistle, whistle, whistle. You can't play basketball. I want to see these teams play each other, and I think we're going to get that here tonight.
Well, the Blue Devils, again, curious to know how much pep they have left in their step after a hard-fought win last night at Sageview, but I am cautiously optimistic, being the homer that I am, that the Blue Devils are going to come out with some serious energy from the outset.
Well, I think if you and I were playing at our ages, we'd probably have that problem. I'm pretty confident that these boys are going to have the energy to play hard tonight. That's all they've talked about here this morning at shoot-around was keep up the pace, keep up the tempo, keep up the energy. And if we do that, we're going to have success tonight.
We'll remind you once again as we wrap up our Hutchins Family Farm pregame show on this early Saturday evening. We'll have Wahigh basketball for you next weekend. The Blue Devils will be at Kamiakin on Friday. They will host Kennewick on Saturday. Airtime at next Friday from the Kamiakin High Gym in Kennewick will be 5:15. And next Saturday, airtime will be 2:45. From here in the cozy confines of the Wahigh Gym. And wasn't it nice during the introduction of the starting lineups? Niall Dumpser giving each of us a fist bump.
Hey, he's a great kid. He's my neighbor. I've been messing with him for quite a while. He's just a fantastic kid and an absolutely gorgeous golf swing.
Now the Wahigh fight song. And our first quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And we are underway at 5:17 on this Saturday night. And Hermiston controls the tip to begin this contest. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Far side, it is Rodriguez who hit that dagger of a shot in the last meeting between the two teams. A buzzer beater that gave Hermiston that 64-63 triumph. Shot from the far side by Swanson is off the mark, and the Blue Devils come away with a basketball.
Excuse me, Roy. Hey, Roger!
Far side, it's Roberson. On the wing to Dumpster. Back up top to Roberson. Near side to Eggert. A zone look for Hermiston defensively as Eggert lost the ball, recovered it. Shot clock at 8. Here is Dumpster. Bounce it on the far side. Roberson spots up for a 3. That is off the mark. And the rebound taken, saved in bounds by Simmons. Now Simmons possesses the basketball. He had 29 in the last meeting between these two teams. Goes all the way into the lane, puts it up, in and out, no good. Rebound deflected multiple times, taken by Kalama Roberson. Far side, Bingham.
One of the keys to this game is going to be keeping Lane Simmons out of the lane. He killed us last time with a lot of layups, so we're going to have to keep him away from the bucket.
High post Pemberton, pass deflected and taken by Young of Hermiston. Driving near side is Rodriguez, goes into the lane, nice spin move, missed the shot. Missed it off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Niall Dumpster. Just over a minute and a half into the first quarter. We are tied at nada.
We thought these guys might come out in a 1-2-2 zone based on some tape, so not surprising that they have. We're just going to have to try to poke holes in it.
A miss by Cole Pemberton, rebounded by Young. Here is Simmons with a basketball, gets it in the far corner to Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets it up top. Here's a long three by Swanson. It's good.
Well, Carter Swanson is one of the better three-point shooters, leads the team, 36.4%. He's got 40 three-pointers on the year. We're going to have to get out on him.
3-0 Hermiston, 5:46 and counting left in the first quarter. Air ball from the deep far corner by Dumpster. Here is Simmons with a pass in the front court in transition, laying the ball up and missing it is Young. And we have a whistle blown. What was the call? Are they calling goaltending?
You know, yes. Basket interference is the call from official Casey Waddell.
So Hermiston leading 5-0. I believe it is Young to be credited with the basket. Forever Young. 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. 5-0 Hermiston. Near side, here is Dumpster. Bounce it in for Pemberton. Cole Pemberton is double teamed. Far side to Eggert. Nice pass inside to Roberson.
Great
for the
look.
Lane.
Speaking of poking holes in the zone, Micah Eggert doing a great job finding the open man there.
Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. 5-2 Hermiston, 5:04 and counting left in the first quarter. Swanson with a basketball, drives by Bingham, gets it in the lane for Simmons. Simmons off the glass, no good, missed the shot inside, but he gets the offensive rebound after it was deflected. Near side to Rodriguez. Rodriguez closely guarded by Pemberton. Actually by Roberson, I beg your pardon. Here's a long three far side that's way off the mark for Swanson. And the rebound off to Pemberton. Now it is Micah Eggert. Pass on the far side, Roberson. Near side, Eggert. In the lane for Colt Pemberton. Far side, here is Dumpster. Bounce it for Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Scoop shot off the glass and off the iron.
We're going to have to make buckets at the rim. We've had some trouble all season, only shooting about 50% at the 10. So we're going to have to do something about that in this game.
Long three out front by Rodriguez is good.
Well, we're going to have to get out there.
8-2 Hermiston, 4:06 and counting left in the first quarter. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. In the far corner, Dumpster open. Set shot for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Bingham. Bingham against Simmons. Puts it up over Simmons. Left it short. Gets it back in the lane. That time too strong. And the rebound off to Simmons.
Well, Derek Bingham is one of the best natural rebounders I've seen in a while. He just gets off the floor so quickly. Has over 7 a game. We need him to be active out there today.
Rodriguez has the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Roberson. Roberson near side against Simmons. Body contact, foul on Simmons.
Great job by Kalama to initiate that contact and draw the foul on Simmons. The more we can get on him, the better. And Kalama goes to the line.
The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Kalama Roberson is good. Tip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Jacob Griffith into the ball game. He is in for Derek Bingham. He's suffering a little bit from the sickness this week, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, let's get him some electrolytes.
But boy, what a nice performance he had last night in spite of that physical adversity. Both free throws good by Kalama Roberson, and it's an 8-4 ball game in favor of Hermiston. Here is Rodriguez just inside the free throw line. Now on the near side to Simmons. Going to bounce it inside for Hayes. Hayes lost the basketball. Got it off to Simmons. Simmons into the lane. Throws one up off the back of the rim. No good. Gets it back. Has a shot blocked by Roberson. Puts it up again. No good. They're going to call a foul on Roberson.
That's disappointing because that was a great effort by Kalama. I thought one of the best adjustments that Coach Hessler made in the original game against Hermiston was to put Kalama onto Lane Simmons. Really did a good job down the stretch on him. And he's back at it today.
First free throw by Simmons. Corkscrews out.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
No, it doesn't hurt mine either. Living up to our billing as homers as the next free throw is missed. And the rebound off to Jay Griff from the seat of his pants. Got it to the far side of Roberson.
Boy.
And we're going to have a foul called on Hermiston. Going to be called on Simmons.
That is two on Simmons really early. That couldn't have gone better for us. Let's hope he keeps up the good work.
Yeah, let's see if we can get number three on him early. Get him out of the game. Speaking of getting him out of the game, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. He exits, and he is replaced by Carter Olson in the Hermiston lineup. 8-4 Hermiston. We go inside of 3 minutes remaining first quarter.
The more fouls we can get on Hermiston, the better. They only play a rotation of about seven kids, so if we can get them in trouble, that's great. Great cut and hookup between Micah Egger and Colt Pemberton. Fantastic bucket.
And the stud has his first field goal of the game, and it's 8-6 in favor of Hermiston. 2:37 and counting left in the first quarter. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. Here is Swanson driving far side, and a foul is going to be called on Niall Dumpser.
It's a nice crossover by Carter Swanson there. Niall just got caught up in it and was forced to foul.
Swanson to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Thus far, a three-pointer to his credit. Or from a Blue Devil perspective, discredit. First free throw. Good.
At the risk of the reverse announcer curse, Hermiston is not by percentage a great free throw shooting team. Carter hit that one, but hopefully we're not penalized if and when we do get a foul against us.
A couple of Zip Zone Conoco substitutions.
I shouldn't have done it.
Nathaniel Henderson has checked in along with Quinn Warner. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Swanson is good, and Hermiston leads 10-6. Roberson in the far corner, Dumpser for three. Off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Swanson.
Still
Swanson,
like that shot.
Outlet in the front court, open down in the low block, and being fouled in the low block is Young.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished. That's Kalama's second personal foul, which is not great, but as the primary defender of Lane Simmons, who's also on the bench, I suppose it's not the worst thing that happened.
At the stripe for two, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws is Young. The first one, doink, off the back of the rim, no good. Kalama Roberson checks out of the ball game. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Derek Bingham back for the Blue Devils. Young. Another free throw. On its way after a deep knee bend, and boy, that one was a brick and a half, and the rebound comes off to Bingham.
Who else? That kick and rebound.
The touch of a blacksmith. Far side here is Dumpster for three. That is short off the front of the rim.
Well, we got to get Nile going. He's struggled a bit in this game, but he sure had a hot night last night. It's only a matter of time. Just keep shooting, Nile.
10-6, Hermiston, 150 and counting left in the first quarter. Here's a drive near side by Swanson. Misses a shot off the back of the rim. Rebound to Griffith. Now to Bingham. Derek Bingham into the front court, into the lane. Throws up a runner off the back of the rim. No good. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Derek Bingham.
Well, just a result of coming in hot, a little bit off balance, a little out of control. You know, when Derek is at his best when he goes all the way to the rim, just got caught that time.
Zip zone Conoco substitution, Gabe Davenport in for the Blue Devils. He replaces Nile Dumpster. 10-6 Hermiston, 135 and counting left in the first quarter. Swanson, far side Olsen, three on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. High for the rebound, Jay Griff, far side to Bingham. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Clean the rings to Micah Eggert. Eggert on the near side to Davenport. Pass up top, a lazy pass taken. And to the other end, lay-in put up and good by Swanson. A poor bounce pass on that occasion. Hermiston takes advantage of it, and the Blue Devils ask for a timeout with 1:09 left in the first quarter. 12-6 Hermiston, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Approaching the final minute, time remaining first quarter, the Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 12-6. Jacob Griffith pass near side deflected out of bounds by Hermiston. And boy, the Bulldogs, good active hands defensively.
Yeah, the Bulldogs are long. You know, again, this is something that can give us problems, but, you know, we're looking to solve that problem.
Looping pass into the backcourt. It's deflected by Young and will go out of bounds. Blue Devils get a break and will retain possession of the basketball. Blue Devils did a lot of that last night. Looping passes into the backcourt from the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. That time came very close to turning the basketball over as Young got a hand on it. Eggert with a pass inside Pemberton. Pemberton is double teamed, puts it up, missed it. Might have been blocked inside. He gets it back, wrestles it away from two Bulldogs, lays it up, no good, but a foul is called.
Well, that's just a classic Colt Pemberton play. Just absolutely using his strength and athleticism to make a play. That one just didn't go down, but now he goes to the line.
For a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. That last foul was on Henderson, who did not play in the last meeting between the two teams. Had a football commitment. That's the reason for his not playing on December 20th in Hermiston, as Colt Pemberton makes both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, and it's now a 12-8 ball game in favor of Hermiston. Long three near side, Swanson. Off the glass and off the iron. Offensive rebound taken by Hermiston. Nice hustle on the part of Warner to keep the possession alive. Little or no differential whatsoever between shot clock and game clock. Here's a drive on the far side by Warner. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Griffith. Now to Pemberton. Now it's far side to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Puts up a short one. It went in. Will they count it?
Looks like they will.
It will count, and a foul called. Well done by Derek Bingham. I wanted to explode, but because of the hesitation on the part of the official on the baseline, I really could not explode and say bada bing, bada boom in enthusiastic fashion. But we will take the basket and the three-point play as Derek Bingham sinks the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw to make it a 12-11 ball game in favor of Hermiston. 12-8, 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Luke Higgins into the game for Colt Pemberton. Down to 6 seconds left in the quarter. Swanson driving near side. Throws up a runner. It's off the rim. Rebound off to Bingham. Bingham, a couple of dribbles. Will launch it from backcourt. It is off the backboard. And here at the end of the first quarter, Hermiston 12, Wahai 11, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, you know, started off a little shaky there for the Wahai boys, but they closed the gap here. Now it's just a one-point game, so let's keep it going, boys.
Hermiston 12, Wahai 11 as we begin the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. There's Jay Graves with a nice bounce pass inside to Luke Higgins for an uncontested lay-in.
Attaboy, just a great cut down low and was found by from the high post.
A beautiful dime on the part of Jay Griff, and the Blue Devils lead 13-12. Here is Henderson into the lane. Through two Blue Devils, and they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Blue Devil Nation happy? Absolutely not.
Yeah, Luke Higgins got him pretty clean, but I think they're calling that Derek Bingham got him with the body.
That's the second personal on Derek Bingham. Henderson at the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Southpaw banks the first one in.
I don't think he called it, Roy, so that should not count.
I doubt it. Plays for the other team, so
yeah.
Give him any credit? Absolutely not. No way.
Not in this gym.
Zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpser re-enters for the Blue Devils. Not in this gym and not from this homer announcer. Second one is way off the mark as he shows his feathers. Jay Griff gets the rebound. Again, the touch of a blacksmith. We're tied at 13, just over 30 seconds into the second quarter. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Hermiston in a man-to-man. Far side, Jacob Griffith. Up top here is Davenport for three. Yes, sir!
Well, old downtown Davenport struck again. One of the better pure shooters that we've had for a while.
And the Blue Devils lead 16-13 after that Bruce Reed three, and $10 more to Georgian Chase Hessler. Thanks to Georgian Chase Hessler. Edward Jones, $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Thanks to that Edward Jones dynamic duo. Far corner here is Dumpster for three. It's off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Hermiston. Good sequence earlier by the Blue Devils. A possession to go. A nice knockaway inside by Luke Higgins. Allow the Blue Devils to advance in transition as a lay-in is put up and missed by Swanson. Offensive rebound taken by Henderson, and a foul is going to be called on the far baseline.
Well, that's unfortunate. But, you know, Wahai's moving the ball around really well. Shots just aren't necessarily going down from outside. Wahai from the corners over the course of the season, only about 25%. So we got to start hitting our corner threes, Roy.
Three zip zone Conoco substitutions for Hermiston. Simmons has returned. Rodriguez has returned. And Hayes is back in there as well. Hermiston to inbound. And the ball inside to Simmons. Lay-in put up and good.
Well,
Dumpster thinking he got pushed off, but...
Yeah, that was just a good V cut by Simmons.
16-15, the Blue Devils. The first field goal of the game for Simmons. And now a whistle away from the ball. They call a three-second violation on the Blue Devils, and the ball back to Hermiston.
Well, I think Hermiston's coach has been working the refs a little bit, and I think they listened a little bit too much.
A lot too much, said the homer, as he reinforces his homer status. Here is Simmons driving near side. Lost his feet. Call for a travel. Held my breath for a moment because I was thinking they're going to call a foul the way things have been going.
Well, I think that, you know, if it was the NFL, the little hand fighting's okay, but I think Niall got away with a little bit of one here.
Good. Zip Zone Cotico substitutions. Colt Pemberton re-enters and in for the first time. Someone you're familiar with, some kid named Nate Allen.
I mean, he's the handsomest kid on the team, obviously.
No bias, right?
No, not at all. But he's a great kid.
Really is. Here is Eggert near side. They left him alone. Three on the way. Is off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected far side, taken by Hermiston. Here is Olsen into the front court. Takes it coast to coast and banks a runner up and in. And that gives Hermiston a 17-16 edge. 5:44 and counting left in the second quarter. In the near corner, Davenport with a basketball. Up top to Eggert. Micah Eggert in the far corner to Nate Allen. Allen will bounce at high post to Pemberton. Back inside for Allen. Cannot handle the pass. The pass might have been behind him, and Hermiston comes away with a basketball. Well-intentioned. But things go awry for the Blue Devils, and an offensive foul is going to be called out front on Hermiston for an illegal pick. It's called on Olsen, Peter.
A little extra chicken wing in the John Stockton style that we're familiar with from years ago. Just a little active on that screen.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Simmons checks out. He is replaced by Young. 17-16 Hermiston, 5:16 and counting left in the second quarter. Again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Saturday. In the near corner, it is Dumpster. Dumpster, nice spin move on Olsen. All the way to score! Holy Toledo!
Atta, babe. Well, let's hope that takes the top off for Niall.
Three out front, put up and missed by Olsen. Rebound off to Allen. Good, strong rebound as he screened off Henderson.
You know, if he worked as hard cleaning his room as he does on defense, his mother would be happy.
Three from the far side by Davenport off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Hermiston. 18-17, the Blue Devils, 4:35 and counting left in the second quarter. And we're going to have another offensive foul called, another illegal pick on Hermiston. This one called on Henderson. Little too much of a football mentality there, Peter.
Well, again, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they can keep doing that all night. The official seems to be on top of it.
Second personal on Henderson. He will check out. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Swanson has re-entered for the Bulldogs. 18-17 the Blue Devils. Just over 3.5 minutes into the second quarter. Here is Eggert with a spin move. In the near corner, here is Davenport for three. It's around and off, no good. Rebound taken by Eggert. It was deflected inside. Now it's up top to Dumpster for a three. That's off the rim, no good. Hustling for the rebound is Davenport. Saves it inbounds.
What a
to
great
Rodriguez.
Effort.
Oh, yeah.
What a great effort.
Rodriguez, a pass in the lane. Shot by Olsen, no good. Gets his own rebound. He's tied up inside. They're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils.
Oh, it looks like my kid took an elbow, but he's all right. He's all right. It's a hard head. The Allen's heads are hard, let me tell you.
Good. That is good news. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Hermiston. Warner checks in for Olsen with 4:03 left in the second quarter. Hermiston inbounding on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pass out front taken by Young. Young with a basketball, driving near side, and he'll put the ball up and miss it. And the ball knocked out of bounds by... No, they say it was knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. I thought it was knocked out by Rodriguez.
Yeah, great job by Gabe Davenport to slide down low. And for a guy his size to get up and get a little piece of that is pretty good.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Lincoln Heinrich into the Blue Devil lineup for Gabe Davenport. Simmons is back for Hermiston. He is in for Warner. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 18-17, the Blue Devils. 3:50 left in the second quarter. A knockaway by the Blue Devils inside, but they're going to call a foul. They're going to call it on Colt Pemberton.
I mean, I feel like the officials just called that because he's so buff. He's just got too many muscles out there, and they just, you know, it's discrimination.
And the disgrace. Rodriguez far side. gets it down in the low block. Here is a lay-in put up and good. Lay-in put up and good inside by Hayes, and Hermiston retakes the lead.
Well, just a timeout call strong move to the hoop.
3:43 left in the second quarter. 19-18 Hermiston, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Dumpster bounces it inside for Jay Griff. Lane put up and good!
Really good interior passing there by the Blue Devils.
Speaking of buff, Jay Griff with his first two of the ball game.
Indeed. That is a strong kid.
And a terrific kid. 20-19, the Blue Devils. 3:15 and counting the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. A lost ball far side recovered by Hermiston. Taken by Young. Far corner, it's Hayes with a basketball. Shot clock at 10. Here is Swanson against Eggert. Spin move at the free throw line. Stops at the free throw line. Cut off at the free throw line. Up top Rodriguez, three on the way. He banked it in.
Well, sometimes luck just gets it. That was a really good defensive position by the Blue Devils. Getting all the way down to the clock.
Rodriguez throws one out of his hind side. Hermiston leads 22-20. Here's a spin move by Eggert, far side. Shot blocked from behind. Rebound off to Allen, and Allen is fouled inside.
Looks like they're calling that one on the ground, so hopefully we'll get a little fresh nature inbounds play of the game here.
At the second foul on Swanson, the third in the quarter on Hermiston. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Olsen is back for the Bulldogs, who lead 22-20. And I think we're going to have a reset of the shot clock. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Eggert into the backcourt for Heinrich. Can he run it down? He does. And a near foul, and a nice play by him to get away from Swanson with a behind-the-back dribble. Here is Jay Griff driving near side. He muscles one up, no good, but he is fouled.
Really good job. Drive and penetrate off the motion offense. Good job, Wahai.
And that foul is called on Hayes. That's the fourth in the quarter on Hermiston, the first on Hayes. Jacob Griffith to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first dances around the rim and falls in.
Tell you what, Jacob Griffith is having a great weekend. He was key in last night's victory over Sageview.
Had 8 points, eight big points off the bench.
And it was the stuff that you can't measure that really mattered with that kid. And that's what he produces time and time again.
That's why I love the kid so much. Well, who am I kidding? I love them all, for crying out loud. Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws good. We're tied at 22, 2:18 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's a drive near side by Young. His underhanded shot hit the bottom of the backboard, and the rebound off to Heinrich.
Great job by Lincoln to get in front of the driving Hermiston player.
Speaking of driving, he drives strong to the goal, far side, cannot finish. And here is Swanson back the other way for Hermiston. He drops it off inside. Lane by Hayes is blown, gets his own rebound, and puts it in.
Yeah, that's just an example of length getting the best of us. Again, you know, we're scrappy. We don't have a lot of height.
24-22, Hermiston. Here's a drive by Dumpster. Left-handed lay-in, no good. Rebound comes off to Jay Griff. Put back in the lane, no good. Rebound deflected on the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And the ball back to Hermiston. 1:35 left in the second quarter. 24-22 in favor of Hermiston. Pass to the far side. Easily stolen by Jay Griff. That pass out of the backcourt. A careless pass. He's picked from behind. Recovered by Eggert. Allen gets it inside. Lane put up and good by Dumpster.
Great
what a
look.
Pass.
Great look from Nate to Nile.
And on the pass, dare I say, Nate, great. We're tied at 24 with 1:10 and counting left in the second quarter. Rodriguez will travel on the far side.
Now we're talking. Now we're going. Let's get after it this last minute of the half.
108 left in the second quarter. We are tied at 24. Last meeting between the two teams, the Blue Devils trailed by 10 at halftime. A great comeback in the second half, only to have Hermiston steal it at the end. Here is Eggert, near side. Here is Dumpster for three. Looks good. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Young.
It's right there. He's right on line. That'll come off the bucket. The lid will come off.
Young on the dribble, near side. Now to pick by Hayes. Picked up in the switch by Jay Griff. Almost carried the basketball. Got it on the far side to Swanson. Swanson on the far side on the dribble against Heinrich. Goes into the lane. Gets it on the near side. Open for three is Young. And he knocks it down.
Well, they found the open man there. It wasn't like we weren't flying around. They just got it done that on that possession.
The shot clock is off. Here's a bounce pass inside. Eggert to Heinrich. Left-handed lay-in no good. The ball knocked out of bounds. Off the Blue Devils, they say. And the ball back to Hermiston. And Hermiston has 16 and 7/10 seconds remaining to get off the final shot of the quarter. Thought the Blue Devils might do it because the shot clock was off.
Yeah, just another example of how sometimes we have struggled to get it in the basket from up close, which I'm not sure what the answer is, but we might just have to start dunking it.
Down to 6 seconds left in the quarter, down to five. Here is Swanson. Look out. He's on the far side, going to launch one. Might have been blocked on the far side by Dumpster as he hit the deck.
Absolutely. Niall got his long arms, the long arm of the law, caught Carter Swanson, who absolutely has no conscience. He'll take a shot from anywhere on the court.
And here at the halftime, Hermiston leads Wahigh 27-24. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Elia, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs here at halftime, 27-24. In our halftime report, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla.
Well, you know, I thought it was a solid performance by our boys here in the first half. Missed a couple bunnies at the rim, and that's probably the difference between the two scores. You know, keeping Lane Simmons on the bench with two fouls was certainly helpful. And I don't think Hermiston really shot the lights out on us. So we're contending shots, and we're rebounding pretty well. So all in all, we've put ourselves in the position to win this game, Roy.
And we continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for Hermiston, Olson 2, Simmons 2, Swanson 7, Henderson 1, Rodriguez 6, Young 5, Hayes with 4. Hermiston with 10 field goals in the first half, 4 from long range. Hermiston at 3 for 8 from the free throw line, and the Bulldogs were whistled for 8 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 4, Derek Bingham with 3, Gabe Davenport with 3 points, Jacob Griffith with 4, Luke Higgins, a deuce, Colt Pemberton with 4, and Niall Dumpster with 4. The Blue Devils with 8 field goals in half number 1, 1 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils a perfect 7 for 7 from the free throw line, and the Blue Devils were called for 8 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. And our halftime score, Hermiston 27, Wahai 24. We'll continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Eliah, Peter Allen coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs here at halftime, 27-24.
You know, I think really one of the strengths of our team came out in that half. You know, Kalama got in a little bit of foul trouble. Derek got in a little foul trouble. But we spread the scoring out. I mean, there's, you know, 8 guys that scored or so. And that really is a testament to the depth of this squad. You know, Coach Hessler can go 9 deep on this team with ease. So that's just an example of that. So hopefully, you know, our starters will come out and we won't get any more ticky-tack fouls and do what we do.
Well, we have yet to see the Hermiston Bulldogs emerge from the halftime locker room. The Blue Devils are out getting some warm-up tosses in. The officials making their way out to the basketball floor, but still no sign of the Bulldogs.
Well, maybe they hung it up. Maybe they said, well, that's all we can handle.
Oh, here they come.
Well, it was worth a shot.
Right on cue, right?
Without fail.
Without fail. Yes, indeed. Blue Devils trailing here at halftime 27-24. Next weekend, be a busy one for the Wahigh boys and girls. They will be at Kamiakin next Friday. Host Kennewick next Saturday. Airtime next Friday will be 5:15 from the Kamiakin High School Gymnasium in Kennewick. And next Saturday, when we come to you once again here in the Wahigh Gym, airtime will be 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Hermiston 27, Wahigh 24. We'll have second half action for you after a 30-second timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend and former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And to show you what a modest individual he is, when I got him on board to sponsor the quarters, Peter Allen might be interested to know that I wanted to say our good friend and former Wahigh star Darren Harvey, but he said, no, just say athlete.
Well, that's just being humble, as Darren is. I mean, the guy's a stud. Everybody knows.
And what's his favorite dessert? Humble pie, right?
Yeah, right. Something like that. I like dessert.
Or some facsimile thereof. Second half is underway. Swanson in possession of the basketball for Hermiston. Blue Devils open up in a man-to-man defense. Near side. It is Young. Rodriguez inside for Swanson against Kalama Roberson.
Boy,
side.
Swanson got, or Simmons got away with one right there, delivering an elbow to Kalama Roberson's chest that didn't get picked up.
But they didn't miss this one as drive down the middle of the lane by Young draws the second personal foul from Niall Dumpser. Spencer Hessler with a word or two for the officials as Young makes the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Spencer Hessler doing his best to educate the officials. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is in and out. Rebound off to Derek Bingham. Nice rebound on his part. Here he comes into the front court. Is he going to take it coast to coast? He will, and he will score!
He learned that move from his grandpa down at the Y. His grandpa's been doing that for years. We called that the Binger Roll.
Bada bing, bada boom, and here is Hayes with a response at the other end for two. Little baby hook by Hayes, and Hermiston up four, 30-26. Here is Roberson driving. Gets a man off his feet, lays it up, no, but a foul is going to be called. And Kalama very upset with himself that he could not finish the play. But what a move he put on Hayes, Peter.
Well, Kalama, I tell you what, when he steps on the gas, he goes. He is a tremendous athlete.
First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw rattles in and out. Kalama last night, 16 points in that win against Sage Hill. Five field goals with 6 for 6 from the free throw line.
He was spectacular last night. And he waved at his mother in warm-ups, which just proves that he's a good kid.
And he splits the pair of Walla Walla Daily drawing free throws. Missed the first, made the second. And the Blue Devils down 3, 30-27. Far side Rodriguez with the basketball. Now it's Simmons. Little push off on Roberson. Gets it to the top of the key. Perhaps a travel by Swanson. Advances to the far side. Gets it in for Hayes. They have a mismatch inside. And fouling him from behind is Colt Pemberton. They had a mismatch down in the low block. Hayes on Micah Eggert.
Well, it's tough when somebody gets somebody that big gets that deep, especially with Micah's height.
First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Hayes. Bangs off the back of the rim, no good. That's the third personal foul on Colt Pemberton. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Checking in for Colt Pemberton is Jacob Griffith. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Hayes. Rattles in and out. Hits the backboard and settles in. 4-point lead for Hermiston, 31-27. A minute and 18 seconds and counting into the third quarter. Here is Bingham driving. He is bumped and fouled from behind by Simmons.
He is so quick off the floor. Hermiston just doesn't have anybody who can guard that when he explodes. When he gets on somebody's hip, he's by him, and he knows it, and that's where he's really effective.
The third personal foul on Simmons. First one on the Daily Grind free throw. A flat free throw off the front of the rim for Derek Bingham. 31-27 Hermiston, 6:38 left in the third quarter. The second attempt for Derek. He's off the front of the rim. Rebound almost taken by Roberson. Saved by Roberson. Near side
play.
To Dempster. Now to Roberson. Roberson near side is knocked to the deck. There's no whistle. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. He was knocked down, I think, by Rodriguez. But no foul was called, but alertly the Blue Devils asked for a timeout. And it's granted with 6:29 left in the third quarter.
Well, we're going to have to ask these guys when their appointment at the eye doctor is next week here, Roy. But I'm not sure how they missed that.
Well, I don't think there was much doubt there was contact. It wasn't a flop by any stretch of the imagination.
Nope. No, but a great athletic play by Kalama to save
that
ball back inbounds and back into our possession.
Play is resumed. The Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Timeout period has concluded. And we're just about set and ready. Micah Eggert to inbound. Near side, here's Dumpster. Three on the way. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And high for the rebound is Simmons.
Well, it was a great inbounds play. Some would say a fresh nature inbounds play.
That's right.
Nile got open and just didn't make it. That's okay. Do that again next time.
Young with the basketball, guarded by Dumpster. Bounce it in for Hayes. Hayes against Jay Griff. Near side, Rodriguez. Rodriguez, far side, has the ball knocked away by Bingham. It's recovered on the far side by Swanson. Jump run from the baseline. It's off the back of the rim, no good. High for the rebound. Three athletes, and here a mugging, a near mugging, as Jay Griff managed to knock the ball near side to Dumpster. Near side, here is Eggert. A three on the way by Micah. It's no good. And a rebound taken by Hermiston, taken by Simmons. Blue Devils not hitting from three-point range. There's a travel far side that's not called. Swanson drives in, makes a nice move in the lane, and scores.
Well, that was a nice little jump slide. It wasn't really a jump stop, but nice play all the same, I guess.
6-point lead for Hermiston, 33-27. Roberson into the lane. Muscles went up, no good. But there for the follow is Jacob Griffin.
Way to box out, keep the ball high. Just classic. Classic fundamentals by Jacob Griffin.
Blue Devils going with a zone press. Hermiston leading 33-29. Passing the near side. Young gets it in the lane for a laying up and good by Hayes.
Well, they just broke the trap there and we got caught.
5 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. 35-29 in favor of Hermiston. Here's a drive into the lane on a nice finger roll. Missed by Bingham. A heartbreak. And here comes Hermiston. Simmons on the near side. He'll baseball it in the far corner. Young for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Jay Griff. Gets it to Micah Eggert. 4:40 and counting left in the third. 35-29 in favor of Hermiston. Here's a bounce pass at the top of the key area to Jay Griff, and he is fouled from behind by Hayes.
What do you know, Roy? Their eyes are open. How about that?
Yeah, I was going to say a near mugging at the top of the key as Olson, Zip Zone Conoco substitution, checks into the game for Hayes, who just picked up his third personal foul. And here's a steal in the backcourt. Blue Devils get sloppy, laying inside, missed by Young, and a foul is called on Micah Eggert.
Well, the official seeing eye dog can't even believe he made that call. I thought that he came down pretty hard on Micah Eggert's arms there to force a turnover, and then it went the other way when Micah was getting it back. But.
Free throw up and good for Young. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Bryson Smith into the game for the Blue Devils. Henderson is back for Hermiston. 36-29 in favor of the visiting Bulldogs. 4:31 left in the third quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Young off the back of the rim. And high for the rebound, Kalama Roberson.
Down. Boy, he is bouncy.
Oh. Trampoline not required.
He's like Tigger.
Better than Eeyore.
Way better.
And a lost ball. Loose ball off to Henderson. Blue Devils get sloppy. Turn the basketball over. Simmons top of the key. Up top here is Swanson. Swanson between the rings. Around a pick by Henderson. Roberson stays with him. 36-29 Hermiston. We're at the midway point of the third quarter. That's your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Shot clock at 9. Young near side. A pass inside. Knocked away by Roberson. Taken on the near side by Swanson. 5 on the shot clock. Swanson pullback jumper. And they're going to call a foul. A bailout in the near corner with 1 second on the shot clock.
Yeah, that's tough. I think we begrudgingly have to admit that Kalama got him. But I think it was a pretty good shot. So I guess he got his money's worth.
And Swanson to the free throw line for 3 Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The ice-cold Blue Devils in trouble here in the third quarter. Free throw, good. 37-29 in favor of Hermiston. Second attempt by Swanson, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. Bangs off the rim, no good. Scoreboard update moments ago, presented by our good friend Lawson Knight. Edward Jones, if you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. The final attempt for Swanson. It is up. It's good. He makes 2 out of 3, and Hermiston leads 38-29. Blue Devils need some energy and in a big hurry, trailing by 9, 38-29. Here is Bingham into the lane. He's cut off, gets it in for Roberson. Roberson will muscle it up, no good, but a foul is going to be called on Hermiston.
Well, it was a nice interior pass. Derek Bingham found himself in a little bit of trouble, made an excellent extra pass to Kalama, who drew the foul. It's a good play.
And that's the second personal on Olson. At the stripe, Kalama Roberson for 2 Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one is short, no good.
No, we've been a little bit on the short end on our free throws here this game, Roy. So I don't know if that's tired legs or what.
And that one is missed off the front of the rim. The Blue Devils were 7-for-7 in the first half. They are 1-for-6 here in the third quarter. 38-29 in favor of Hermiston. With the basketball is Young, near side to Simmons. Now a 3 from the near side, going to be off the mark for Swanson. And a rebounding foul is going to be called on Hermiston. And that is called on Henderson. And that means free throws for the Blue Devils. That is the 5th team foul on Hermiston. It comes with 3:12 left in the third quarter.
Well, let's hope we can get it and knock down these free throws, get a good stop on the other end, and have a nice possession. We've had some looks at the basket, but I'd like to see a few more of them go down.
Derek Bingham at the stripe. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Well done. Just like my steaks. Well done. Maybe a little baked potato on the side, the vegetable of the night.
There we go. That's what we needed. Good job by Derek Bacon. Buried both those free throws.
Yes, indeed. And it pulls the Blue Devils to within 7, 38-31, with 3:12 left in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wawhide Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Eliak. Coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wawhide Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 38-31. The third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. We have 3 minutes and 12 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. The Blue Devils emerge from their huddle near side. Send out Smith, Bingham, Roberson, Dumpster, and Griffith. Hermiston countering with Olson, Simmons, Swanson, Young, and Henderson. Back into play. Here is Simmons far side. Lost the ball. Loose out front. And we're going to have a foul called on Hermiston.
Ooh, boy, for a second there, I thought it was going the other way and was going to be very disappointed. So
no, it's on Simmons, and that
and
is
that
his
is
fourth.
Four. Well, that's helpful, but we got to make a few buckets.
That's right, and some free throws. Kalama Roberson steps to the stripe for 2 shots. The first one, good.
There we go. Get a little legs into that, Kalama. Atta babe.
Simmons out. Warner in for Hermiston. Another attempt presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind for Kalama Roberson, and it is good.
There we go.
He rattled it in.
Well, burying the last 4 free throws, definitely a step in the right direction this quarter.
And another timeout, a 30-second timeout called by Hermiston with 3:03 left in the third. And after the timeout period, Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Gabe Davenport will re-enter the Blue Devil lineup.
Yeah, I like that. I think giving us a little bit more shooting. We're moving the ball well, so if we can get open shots, Gabe is somebody who can hit those shots. And so I like the substitution.
Blue Devils back out on the floor. Hermiston getting final instructions from Coach Edwards along the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. And Olson will inbound to resume play here in the Wawhide Gym. 38-33 in favor of Hermiston. Here comes Swanson. Swanson on the dribble far side. Top of the key to Young. Bounce it inside for Olson. On the near side, Warner. Warner along the baseline against Smith. Drops it in the lane for Henderson. Left-handed lay-in is good. Blue Devils down 7, 40-33. 2:38 and counting left in the third quarter. Davenport on the far side to Roberson. Roberson driving far side. Roberson bounce it in the near corner, but first a travel is going to be called. And the ball back to Hermiston. The Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Roberson checks out. He is replaced by Dumpster.
All right, well, we got some good shooters on the floor. So I'm excited for the next couple of possessions.
40-33 in favor of Hermiston. 2:23 and counting left in the third quarter. Young at near side with the basketball. Up top here is Swanson. Might have traveled. Puts it on the near side of Young. Bounce it inside for Olson. Olson backs Dumpster
That's
in
a good
and
call.
An offensive foul as he threw an elbow right into the mug. of a Blue Devil down low. Not much question about that. And that is three on Olsen.
Well, you know, again, Hermiston doesn't go very deep into their lineup here, so if we can keep getting them into foul trouble, I like where that's going.
Hermiston continues to play a 2-3 zone. Most, it is Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Drop it off inside for Jay Griff, and Jay Griff is fouled. Down in the low block. Coach Edwards wanted to travel. But you are incorrect, my friend.
Well, another good pass from Derek Bingham down to Jacob from the high post. They just didn't have their timing right to let Jacob lay that ball in before they called the foul.
That is four on Henderson. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Rodriguez. He is in for Henderson. The first Walla Walla daily grind attempt by Jay Griff is up and good, and it's a 40-34 ball game in favor of Hermiston. 1:52 left in the third quarter. Second attempt is perfect on the part of Jay Griff. And a timeout called by Hermiston with 1:52 left in period three. Hermiston 40, Wahigh 35, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym along with Peter Allen, Roy Elias. Coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 40-35. We're in the latter stages of the third quarter of this contest. We have a minute and 52 seconds left in period number three.
Well, finally starting to see a little second half momentum go to the Blue Devils. Let's see if we can keep it going.
At the next dead ball, Micah Eggert will enter the Blue Devil lineup. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. Near side, Young. High post to Rodriguez. Drops it off inside for Olsen. Lay-in put up, no, but a foul is going to be called. And that is on Dumpster. That is three on Niall Dumpster and Olsen at the stripe. Two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one bangs off the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert is back for the Blue Devils for Niall Dumpster. 1:37 to go in the third quarter. 40-35 in favor of Hermiston. Second attempt by Olsen. Good. 3 points in the game. 41-35 in favor of Hermiston. Davenport, high post to Bingham. Bingham, couple of dribbles. Into the lane on Olsen. Puts it up off the back of the rim. No good. Davenport fights for the rebound, and we're going to have a reach-in foul on the Blue Devils. Olsen collected the rebound, thought he was just tied up, but no. They say that the Blue Devils reached in and fouled, and it's called on Jacob Griffith. That's his second.
Yeah, I think that that's just active hands getting a little too active there, but if that's the biggest problem we got, I'm okay with that.
The first try by Olsen. Good.
Olsen shooting a little bit better from the line tonight than his stats would indicate.
Yeah, he would. Next game, he probably won't make one.
Right.
So here he makes two. And Hermiston up 43-35. Blue Devils need some energy. Blue Devils need some excitement. Blue Devils need something. Here is a three near side by Smith that is off the mark. It's knocked out of bounds by Hermiston. and the Blue Devils will retain. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court, Micah Eggert to trigger the out-of-bounds play. Near side, Jay Griff hands it off to Micah. Micah near side, up top for Bingham. Derek Bingham on the dribble, drives into the lane, blows by Young to score!
There we go. He is so quick, and they just don't have anybody that athletic to guard him when he gets like that.
Nine in the game, six in the quarter for Derek Bingham at 43-37. Hermiston, 48 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Here's Olsen, middle of the lane in the far corner. Now it's up top to Swanson. Swanson against Eggert. High post, it goes to Olsen. Spin move in the lane on Jay Griff. Backs him in, puts it up, no. Puts it up again, no. Tips it up and in.
Yeah, that's just an example of length and us having less than they do.
45-37 in favor of Hermiston. Eggert, spin move to get away from Olsen. Goes in, throws up a lay-in, no good. But there for the follow is Jacob Griffith.
Great offensive rebound. You know, Jacob is one of our better offensive rebounders, and it shows right there.
Johnny on the spot. Jacob on the spot. 45-39. Hermiston, 3 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Here is a kept the shot near side by Olsen off a pass from Rodriguez. It's well short. Here at the end of the third quarter, Hermiston 45, Wahai 39. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's time for this week's Walla Walla Public Schools Focus on Education. Here's Mark Higgins.
Volunteer coordinator Bess Swanson reports our volunteers continue to show up, step in, and make a real difference for Walla Walla students.
Once again, Walla Walla has some of the best volunteers. So far this year, we've had 213 volunteers volunteer over 2,900 hours.
Partnership coordinator Christine Schumacher says local internships turn learning into real-world experience.
We have a student who is doing an apprenticeship with a local manufacturer. We have another student who is doing an apprenticeship with a plumbing company. And we have a couple that are getting ready to go out and do paid internships with local construction companies.
And finally, Wahai girls bowling coach Bob Hoppin says the team's success goes far beyond the lanes.
Well, it's just camaraderie. They just get along and they feel accepted, and it's just a nice, safe place for athletes to come and enjoy competing.
And that's Walla Walla's focus on education.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 45-39 as we begin the fourth and final quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, welcoming you back to the Wahai Gym. Coming to you this evening from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball, going against a 2-3 zone. Derek Bingham throws up a runner in the lane that goes off the back of the rim and through. Bada-bing, bada-boom. And a carry near side on Swanson will give the ball back to the Blue Devils.
This is the momentum we need, Roy.
Exactly. Through three quarters, Hermiston at 15 field goals, 4 from long distance. The Blue Devils with 12 field goals, just 1 from outside the arc. Hermiston 11 for 21 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils 14-19. They were 14 for 19 last night in that victory against Sageview. Near side, here is Kalama Roberson on the baseline to Colt Pemberton, who re-entered during the break between quarters. Here is Derek Bingham. Bingham near side, into the lane. He'll put it up. A finger roll is no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Hayes. Far side to Swanson. Pass near side. It's off the back of Higgins, but bounces right to Young on the far side. Goes into the lane, throws it up, and missed it. And the rebound off to Higgins.
Good board by Luke.
Yes.
We got to get him a swivel for that head, but other than that, it was a great play.
Up top here is Higgins. A three on the way by Luke. Going to be an air ball and go out of bounds.
Well, if there was ever a two open, that was it.
Well, I don't want to say the third quarter went at a snail's pace, but the two teams combined to shoot 25 free throws.
Oof.
In the third quarter.
Shades of the first game. Let's hope that isn't the case in this quarter.
45-41 Hermiston, 6:44 and counting left in the fourth quarter. A near travel near side, but the ball recovered by Rodriguez after the ball was lost near side by Swanson. Here is Olsen, top of the key, jumper on the way, not close, over Bingham, and the rebound off to the Blue Devils. Here is Eggert, near side to Bingham. Hermiston continuing in the zone defense. Eggert with a basketball far side. Now it is Higgins, near corner Pemberton. Colt along the baseline against Olsen. Near side, here is Bingham for three. Yes! A Bruce Reed three, $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils to within a single point. Far side, it is Young. Pass on the near side, Rodriguez. Rodriguez will drive in, throw it up off the glass and off the iron. No good, but they're going to call a foul on the near side. Going to call it on Luke Higgins.
Well, when Derek Bingham starts hitting threes, you can tell that he is feeling it. So let's hope he keeps it going here for the rest of the quarter.
45-44 Hermiston with 5:54 left in the fourth quarter. The free throw by Rodriguez. Doink! Off the back of the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpster checks in for Luke Higgins.
Some good minutes from Luke. He's hustling. He's hustling out there. We can always use that.
Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Rodriguez. No good. He missed it. High for the rebound is Bingham.
Boy, he just went right up and over him. Derek Bingham is as quick as anybody off the floor in this league.
Blue Devils in possession, a chance to take the lead here in the fourth quarter. 5:40 and counting, and here is a pass to the top of the key and a reach-in foul. It's going to be called on Hayes as he went over the back of Pemberton.
Well, Hayes is a physical player. He's been pushing our guys around all night and finally got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Wonder if it was chocolate chip. Peanut butter, snickerdoodle.
I'd take them all.
And then some. Here is Bingham driving. Cut off. Shot near side. He is fouled by Young. He tried to force it up in deep on the right-hand side, and he draws the foul from Young. A tough, tough break for Hermiston.
Yeah, we might have gotten a little bit of luck on that one, but happy to be at the line there, Roy.
Derek Bingham at the stripe. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw rattles in and out of heartbreak. Score holds at 45-44. Hermiston with 5:28 left in the fourth quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Derek Bingham is good, and we're tied at 45. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Simmons is back for Hermiston. He is in for Hayes.
Well, you wonder how Lane Simmons is going to respond having four fouls.
Near side, Rodriguez for the basketball. Up top, it is Swanson. Far side to Olsen. Olsen up top to Simmons. Simmons top of the key. On the near side, it is Young. Now it is Swanson. 10 on the shot clock. He'll drive on Eggert, and Eggert will foul him from behind. With 7 seconds on the shot clock.
Well, just a little bit of extra lean there from Micah.
And Hermiston inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. A fresh 30 seconds. Looping pass in the lane for Olsen. The ball is lost. Did Bingham save it from going out of bounds? He did! He threw it off of Olsen! Holy Toledo! What a play! What a hustle play by number two!
Boy, we need that. This is what we need to close the game here in the last 5 minutes. We need active intensity. And let's go.
Eggert with the basketball. Dribbles near side. Up top for Dumpster. Far side to Bingham. Bingham around a pick by Dumpster. Goes into the lane on Young. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound deflected by Pemberton. It was knocked out of bounds. Are they going to call a foul? They're calling an over-the-back foul on Colt Pemberton. Who is in disbelief. Official said he grabbed him. Come on, he's a nicer kid than that. That's the fourth personal on Colt Pemberton. And the Blue Devils third here in the fourth quarter. Got to be careful.
Well, I like Coach Hessler leaving him in. He's a steady player. We need him.
We're tied at 45. 4.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. A three out front put up and good. They left Swanson alone, and he makes the Blue Devils pay. Cannot lay off this guy. 48-45 in favor of Hermiston. Driving near side, teardrop by Roberson is short. Rebound to Rodriguez. Rodriguez has it knocked out of bounds by Roberson. And the ball back to Hermiston.
Boy, he is so quick around that corner. He is absolutely just lightning.
Blue Devils pick up in the backcourt. Now they drop back as Young advances across the midcourt line on the dribble. He'll drive near side on Pemberton. Lost the basketball, but it goes right to Olsen. Oh, look what I found. And he lays the ball up and in.
Well, that couldn't have been gift-wrapped any better for Olsen.
Here at Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Hermiston 50, Wahigh 45. Ball knocked away out front by Olsen. It comes to the near sideline. The Blue Devils will retain with 3:48 left in the fourth quarter. 50-45 in favor of Hermiston. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Bounce it in the near corner. Dumps her for three. Good! Bruce Reed, three. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler and Edward Jones. 50-48, Hermiston. 3:28 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Olsen going all the way to score after getting a pass from the backcourt.
Olsen is a long kid, and that was evident on that play.
Went down the middle ever so gracefully. Another three. This one by Dumpser. Shot from the far corner is no good, and the rebound off to Olsen of Hermiston. 52-48, Hermiston, 3:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Olsen, spin move in the lane. He is bodied and fouled. And they said it was in the act of shooting? It was on the ground, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he saw there, Roy, but it certainly wasn't anybody getting fouled in the act of shooting.
That foul on Micah Eggert. And they're going to say it's on the baseline.
Well, I'm glad the other official talked some sense into him.
Oh, yeah.
That was the right call. Everybody needs help, Roy.
3:01 left in the fourth quarter. 52-48 in favor of Hermiston. The Bulldogs inbounding on the baseline. Swanson, far side to Young. Young goes in on Pemberton, puts it up.
Great block.
Pemberton blocked it absolutely. Not called for his fifth personal. Dumps her far corner for three. It's going to be short. Rebound off to Bingham. He skied high for the rebound. Lost the ball. Recovered by Pemberton. Up top to Bingham. A three on the way by Derek. Off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Rodriguez. Blue Devils have had their chances, but just cannot put the ball in on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I would have liked to see us get a little bit better shot there, but you know, it was great defensive play by our guys.
Full timeout called by Hermiston. 2:32 left in the fourth quarter. 52-48 Hermiston, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters at 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Elias. Coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 52-48. Hermiston possesses the basketball, Peter.
Well, we got to ramp up our energy here in the final 2:32 of this game if we are going to catch and pass Hermiston.
Hermiston inbound on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Simmons to get it in. Gets it into Swanson against Micah Eggert. Swanson far side, still on the dribble. Near side to Young. Near corner it goes to Simmons. 10 on the shot clock. Gets it inside for Olsen. Olsen against Bingham. Puts it up and in.
We can't let Olsen get in that deep, and that's what he's been killing us in the second half here today.
54-48, Hermiston, 2:08 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Eggert far side with a basketball. And we're going to have a foul called. A foul called on Hermiston. A holding foul on Olsen.
Well,
his fourth.
If we can't stop him down low, maybe the officials will.
And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Blue Devils trailing 54-48 with 2:04 left in the fourth quarter. Micah Egger, near side, Derek Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Nice spin move on Young. Lays it up and in!
That was pretty. That was really pretty, Roy.
Put it on the highlight reel. Bada-bing, bada-boom. 54-50, Hermiston, 1:48 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Swanson far side with a basketball. Out front for Olsen. Closely guarded by Bingham. Now it's on the near side to Rodriguez. Rodriguez up top for Simmons. Far side to Olsen. 8 on the shot clock. A bounce pass inside. Taken by Rodriguez. Spin move. Double team. Gets it up top. A 3 on the way by Young. Going to be short. Long rebound. Far side. Taken by Olsen.
Oh,
and he's fouled for traveling.
Too many. Too many. Got to dribble first.
Oh, is that a monumental break for the Blue Devils? And that ball could not have bounced any better for Hermiston. It bounced to Olsen. Far side. And then he is called for the walk. So the Blue Devils get it back with 1:24 to go, trailing 54-50.
All right, let's get a good possession here, boys. Let's put some pressure on these Bulldogs.
Micah Eggert with a basketball. Far side. Top of the key to Pemberton. Colt drive near side. Gets around Olsen. Can't make the shot. And a foul is going to be called on Bingham. He fouled Young, who collected the rebound. You could easily argue that Colt Pemberton might have been fouled on the play, but not the case.
Yeah, it was a really good take into the lane. Just did not go down, and then a quick foul by Derek. So we got to get them to knock a couple off the rim, get it back, and try it again.
Young at the stripe with 1:12 to go. The free throw. Missed it. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Henderson and Hayes in. Simmons out. And Olsen out.
Looks like Hermiston's trying a little bit of the offense-defense substitution pattern here, Roy.
I think you're exactly right. Next free throw by Young. Missed it! But the rebound taken by Hayes, and then it is knocked away. Can Roberson save it? He can. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils.
Boy, Kalama Roberson's joints don't work like mine. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh.
God, be young. I tell you, what a great play in order to keep that inbounds.
Oh, was it ever. Blue Devils still alive, hanging by a thread. A minute and change left in the fourth quarter. 54-50 Hermiston. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Elia, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. A minute and 6 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 54-50.
Well, Coach Hessler has put the starters back in, which makes all the sense in the world. This is a great group of kids. It's a good lineup, and I think we can bring it home here.
Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt. A lot of nervousness in the building right now.
But none on the face of Micah Eggert, I can tell you that.
Eggert on the dribble against the zone. Near side here is Dumpster. Out front for Eggert. Eggert near side. Bounce it to Dumpster. Dumpster back to Eggert. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Down to 6 on the shot clock. Bingham loops it on the near side. Pemberton on the wing. Eggert, 3 on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good.
Great
Roberson
board.
Gets the rebound. Far side. Dumpster sets up for a 3. And he banked it home!
I heard him call it.
I
heard him call
it.
54-53, Hermiston timeout. Hermiston with 30 and 6, 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Holy Toledo! The bank is open for Niall Dubser, who has struggled mightily the entire game, but that Bruce Reed 3 means $10 more. Thanks to George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, $10 to Big Blue Boosters. Thanks to that dynamic duo from Edward Jones.
Well, shooters shoot, Roy, and that is absolutely what Niall Dubser is. I mean, to use your turn of phrase, we absolutely needed to get that Dubser fire going, and he did. You know, sometimes it's not your night, sometimes it's a little tough, but you keep shooting, and eventually they start going in.
Indeed, a Dubser fire rears its beautiful head here in the fourth quarter. 54-53, Hermiston. The Blue Devils have struggled mightily all night long. They have labored all night long. Can they pull out a miracle here in the Wahai Gym?
Well, I tell you, Roy, when Hermiston and Wahai play, it's always a good game. These two teams have quite a long history back through the years of all the basketball these kids have played, and they play hard against each other. There's a little bit of sports dislike involved, I think.
Hermiston inbound in the backcourt. Hermiston leading 54-53, 30 and 6, 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Swanson to inbound. Does so to Rodriguez. Off for Swanson. Swanson almost lost the ball, far side to Simmons. Simmons off to Swanson. Far side to Simmons. In the far corner it goes to Olsen, and Olsen is fouled with 17 seconds remaining.
Well, he's made his free throws today, but again, it's not a bad person to foul considering the statistics over the course of the year.
And that is five personal fouls on Colt Pemberton, and re-entering for the Blue Devils, Jacob Griffith. Olsen to the stripe.
You know, Colt put his heart and soul into that game. He gave everything he has, like always, and we're going to see if he can bring it home for us.
Free throw by Olsen. He missed it. Now block out, boys. Block out. 54-53, Hermiston. 17 seconds to go. Another free throw coming for Olsen. On its way, and it is good. He got it. Here comes Micah Eggert. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils as he crosses the midcourt line. 15 and 8, 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Hermiston, 55. Wahai, 53.
You know, this is really what we all come to see. We come to see good basketball games, and this has not disappointed. We have put some juice into the crowd. That Niall Dubser three, it was like a bolt of lightning to the Royal Ruckus over there. The student section is getting after it, and that's what we're going to need here.
And now the big question, do you go for the tie? Do you go for the win?
Well, I think you go for the best shot that you can get. I think you move the ball around. You got a little bit of time, and you want to find an open guy. And if it happens to be somebody outside the arc, take it. If not, Take the good look.
I wholeheartedly agree. If it's there, take it. If not, try to get it inside. Perhaps you get a hoop and harm, too.
Hey, I take an and one, no problem. You know, I trust our kids. I trust the coach to drop a good play and get us a good shot.
55-53 in favor of Hermiston. The Blue Devils with the basketball. 15 and 8 tenths seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Hermiston in the fourth quarter, 1 for 6 from the free throw line. For the game, 12 of 27. But they have a two-point lead. That's all that matters. And I stand corrected. There are 13 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. My apologies.
Well, as I recall, Patrick Mahomes did a lot with 13 seconds upon a time against the Buffalo Bills. So let's see if we can do that here tonight.
Ball into Micah Eggert.
Picked up by Swanson as he crosses the midcourt line. High post to Bingham. Bingham will drive near side, goes into the lane, lays it
yes,
up
sir.
The glass to tie the game.
Yes, sir.
And in the backcourt, a knockaway with 1.7 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils have tied the game. Now play some defense. 1.7 seconds left. We're tied at 55. Don't let anybody get free. Olsen. Baseball's it in the front court. Taken by Simmons. Turnaround shot at the buzzer. It's in.
Oh, my goodness.
And we will go to overtime. Holy Toledo. That shot by Simmons just to the left of the top of the key. Just for a moment, I thought, not again, Blue Devil Nation, not again. But the shot rattles in and out, and we're going to go to overtime, tied at 55.
Holy cow. I'm glad I took a double dose of blood pressure medication today, Roy, because that was just about as much as I could handle. I thought they did it to us again, too, and boy, oh boy, what a great play by Derek Bingham. That shot's been available all night, and he stepped up, made a clutch play, and brought it home for us. You know, hey, nothing better than free basketball, right, my friend?
That's right. And if I recall, Hermiston was up 54-48.
I think you're right. I think you're right. You know, we started hitting our free throws. We were active on defense. You know, they missed some free throws that, you know, honestly, they have a tendency to miss. And we took advantage. So I think we have the momentum. You know, the students are getting after it. So I feel good about the overtime. But we got to finish. Clear and simple. We got to finish.
The overtime period presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. We'll jump it up at center court. Jacob Griffith to oppose Simmons in the center circle. Tied at 55. And a bonus panel of basketball on its way. The tip controlled. It's taken by Bingham, though it was controlled by Simmons. Nice play on his part. Here is Micah Eggert with a basketball. Micah Eggert on the dribble. Far side, dumpster. Now it is Eggert. Bounce at high post. Here is Bingham into the lane. Little runner is good!
Well, a little bit of lather, rinse, repeat there, Roy. I'm happy to have that continue to happen all night.
57-55, the Blue Devils, 30 seconds into overtime. Here's a spin move in the lane by Olsen. He'll lay it up and in, and they're going to call a foul.
Boy.
And that foul is called on Dumpser. So Hermiston comes right back. And Olsen at the stripe looking to complete a three-point play. A chance to give Hermiston the lead with 3:25 left in overtime. The free throw by Olsen is good. Here come the Blue Devils down 58-57. 3:20 and counting left in overtime. Eggert with a basketball. Left alone. Three straight away. In and out of heartbreak. And the rebound off to Olsen. Near side to Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the dribble near side against Dumpster. Olsen. Now it's off to Swanson. He'll dribble to the far side. Up top for Young. Bounce it inside. Throws the ball away. He was looking for Olsen inside the ball. By him and out of bounds. And good defense down low by Derek Bingham.
That was good defense. He just was on his shoulder and got around him, and you know, the pass just couldn't do anything with it.
Here is Bingham driving near side, stops. Nice pass to Jay Griff for an uncontested
layup. What a great job. He just rope-a-doped him there, Roy. They thought he was going up because he's been doing that all night, and he just made a nice little dink pass to Jacob. Fantastic.
Oh, what an electric atmosphere. 59-58, the Blue Devils. We go inside of 2.5 minutes left in period number 5. Rodriguez with a basketball near side to Young. Now it's on the near side to Olsen. 9 on the shot clock. He will drive, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. Going to call a foul on the Blue Devils.
Going to mean two shots for Olsen. That foul is on Derek Bingham.
Well, Carter Olsen just beat him to the baseline, and Derek rode him a little bit, and official Casey Waddell pulled the trigger.
Olsen to shoot two, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. Here is the first. It's good. It danced around the rim and fell in. We're tied at 59 with 2:18 to go. Olsen looks to the bench, a big smile on his face. A lot of confidence for the lead. Olsen's free throw. Good.
Well, give him credit for stepping up and making them when they count, but I think we'll have an answer.
60-59, Hermiston. And there is a pass by Eggert that is knocked away and taken by Hermiston, but they're going to call a kick. Oh, the Blue Devils get a break.
Last time I looked, Roy, soccer is in the spring.
That's right. In the state of Oregon, boys and girls in the fall. Here in Washington, girls in the fall, boys in the spring. The ball stays with the Blue Devils. Eggert near side to Roberson. Roberson near side. Up top for Eggert. Far side dumps her. Three on the way.
Yes!
Bruce Reed, three. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 62-60, the Blue Devils, 142. And counting left in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, Olsen far side to Simmons. Simmons driving near side, drops it off for Swanson. Look out, a three on the way. Going to be short. Rebound deflected by Bingham. Far side taken by Jay Griff. Hands it off far side to Eggert. 125 and counting left in overtime. 62-60, the Blue Devils. Eggert far side with the basketball, top of the key to Bingham. He'll drive on the near side. His shot over Young, up no good, but he is fouled by Young. Well, and the fact that he got that up, Peter, is amazing to me.
Well, it's a testament to his athleticism. I mean, that rolled around for a while on the rim, but hey, let's get these two and get back on D.
Free throw by Derek. The Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is good. 63-60, the Blue Devils with 1:15 left in period five. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bingham is good. And a timeout. Hermiston with 1:15 left in overtime. The place is wild. The place is going crazy. Holy Toledo. Blue Devils 64, Hermiston 60, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wall High Gym along with Peter Allen, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy. Broadcast location courtside. The Wall High Blue Devil Boys 64, the Hermiston Bulldogs 60. A minute and 15 seconds remaining in overtime.
Well, this is just what high school basketball is all about. You got the band going, you got the students excited, you got a great game. Who could ask for anything more?
Hermiston will possess the basketball and will inbound in the backcourt. It'll be Olsen inbounding. And here come the students again with a chant of devil power, and we need it in the last minute and change of overtime. Far side, here is Swanson with a basketball. Pass inside for Simmons. He goes to the deck. They're going to call a foul.
I think that was more Simmons falling down into our guy than our guy falling into him.
Going to call it on Roberson.
And that stops the clock with 1:03 left in overtime. And Simmons to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The free throw is around and in.
We got to change that rim, Roy.
Yeah, we do. Got to put some kind of substance on it. I don't know. Loosen it. Second free throw up and good. Two big free throws for Simmons. And the Blue Devil lead is 64-62. We're in the final minute of overtime. Bingham with the basketball. Lost the ball, recovers it near the midcourt area, gets away from Young. Young slashes him from behind. Foul on Young.
Well, inadvertently, all of that resulted in us taking a little bit of time off the clock, which doesn't hurt. And now we got Derek Bingham at the line.
For two, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 50.1 seconds to go. The free throw is good. A rim rattler for Derek Bingham, and it's 65-62, the Blue Devils. The crowd is hushed. The free throw, it's short, and Roberson is going to go over the back. And that'll mean two more free throws for Hermiston.
Well, and I
and that
think
is five fouls on Kalama Roberson. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Nate Allen into the ball game. And Simmons back to the stripe. Blue Devils up 65-62, 50.1 seconds to go. Free throw, good. 65-63, the Blue Devils. Another attempt coming for Simmons. On its way after a deep knee bend. He missed it, and the rebound is off to Bingham. Bingham into the front court. Bingham into the lane, spin move, near side to Allen. Up top for Eggert. 65-63, the Blue Devils, 38 seconds and counting left in overtime. Eggert near side to Allen. Near side, Bingham, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 13 seconds on the shot clock, 32.4 on the game clock. Wahai 65 and Hermiston 63.
Boy, you got kids playing hard. This is really good stuff, Roy. I can't get over what good fortune it is to be here with you and call these games. What a treat. Again, high school basketball at its finest.
What the hell? We may have to do it again.
Hey, you just call me and I'll be here. Let me tell you. Put it on my tab at Big Blue Boosters. I think that's already running anyway.
65-63, the Blue Devils. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Yes, the scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Let's see what the Blue Devils concoct here out of the timeout period. 13 seconds on the shot clock. The game clock shows 32.4 seconds. The Blue Devils, 65. Hermiston, 63. Derek Bingham to inbound on the sideline near side, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball is in to Eggert. Takes it in the backcourt. Shot clock at 10. Eggert hands it off to Bingham. Bingham will drive near side, down in the low block. Puts it up and in off the glass!
Been doing it all night. Let's go back to what works.
67-63, the Blue Devils. Simmons far side spin move. Puts it up off the glass and good. Blue Devils inbound in the backcourt, and Eggert is fouled with 10.2 seconds remaining in overtime. 67-65, the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, Peter.
Well, I'm not saying anything here because I don't want any announcer's influence on this at all.
Hell no. Eggert at the stripe. Free throw by Micah. Good! His first point of the game.
And Grandpa is elated.
Well, he might have only scored 1 point, but his influence on this game has been absolutely monumental.
The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Eggert. In and out, and the rebound off to Simmons. 8 seconds left. Far side look out. Here is Swanson. It's Simmons. 4 seconds, three. Ball bobbled by Olsen. Olsen has the ball knocked away by Jay Grant. Puts it up near side. It's...
Oh!
The game is over!
Hey!
I don't believe it! Blue Devil Nation is going crazy! Blue Devil Nation is going wild! Roy Elia and Peter Allen are absolutely beside themselves! The Wahai Blue Devils, 68! The Hermiston Bulldogs, 65! In overtime! And Peter Allen, let's say it together! Hi, Toledo! We'll be back with our Chevelle Construction post-game show after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters. 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Well, Blue Devil Nation, have you caught your breath yet?
No.
Have you gotten your sanity back yet? I mean,
not at all. I had to get the paddles off the wall. I had to warm them up.
Oh, unbelievable. And what an unbelievable week for the Wahai boys basketball team. Not one, not two, three Mid-Columbia Conference victories on the week. It all began on Tuesday night in Hanford with a nice road win, 73-59. The Blue Devils winning last night at Sageview, 71-60. And tonight, the Blue Devils, in every sense of the word, guts, grit, guile, come through and defeat the Hermiston Bulldogs in overtime, 68-65. And in the background, the Wahigh band playing "When the Saints Go Marching In." Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the Saints go marching in. In this case, I want to be in that number when the Blue Devils are marching in. Let's be honest. Let's be realistic, shall we, as we lose our collective minds. And here, we welcome you now to our postgame show presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster, Phil Chevelle, at Chevelle Construction. And we begin with our Eric Kimble, CPA Player of the Game. Guts, grit, and guile personified by Derek Bingham, a junior on the Wahigh boys basketball team. And Derek, what a tremendous win. It was a struggle. It was a battle all night long. But somehow, some way, you come up with an amazing victory.
Yes, sir. We just had to trust in each other and believe in our team and our defense, and we just took it to them the second half after not having the greatest first half.
And what were the keys in that second half and in the overtime?
Just a lot of energy, playing defense how we did at the beginning of the season against Sageview, against Hanford, just keying up on our defense.
Well, it certainly came through, and Simmons, the last time the teams met, had 29 points. And in this evening's game, yes, saddled with foul trouble, but he was held, my God, to 7 points and had 5 of those in overtime.
Yeah, it was a great defensive effort by our whole team. I love it.
Well, we loved it too. Peter, you have a question for Derek Bingham.
Yeah, Derek, you really exploded in the second half on offense, and clearly your athleticism compared to them was obvious. When you're in that position and you know you can get by somebody, what are you thinking about?
Just looking for my teammates and looking to score, getting down there and believing that my teammates believe in me and finishing around the hoop.
Well, Derek, it's easy to say that, yeah, we had no doubt that we could come back, but seriously, what were you thinking when you guys were down 54-48?
It was just going to be a battle. I knew we had the grit to come back, and I believed in everybody on our team, so I knew it was going to be a battle.
Well, there are two guys sitting here at courtside that believe in you, no question about it. And what an amazing week for the Blue Devils. 3 wins in the Mid-Columbia Conference. The Blue Devils looking good right now, and a couple of big challenges coming up next week on the road at Kamiokan, and then a home game next Saturday with the Kennewick Lions. So does it get any easier? No, it does not.
No, sir. We just got to key up on our defense again.
Did you get any inspiration earlier from Dad or Grandpa?
My dad just told me, finish the basketball. And I said, okay. And I did my best, and I started finishing my layups.
And some of those moves were rather Grandpa-esque, were they?
Definitely. Definitely they were. Ain't too old or young for the finger rolls, as he would say.
That's exactly right. I've heard him say it myself many, many times. I've had it done to me a few times, too.
Peter, do you have another question?
Well, I mean, I not really a question, just a comment. You know, I've been watching you play basketball for a lot of years now, Derek, and it is really, really fun when you perform like you did tonight in a game like that, just getting off the floor, active hands, really, really leading the team, and just showing grit, like you said. So great job, buddy. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Derek, our heartiest congratulations to you, your teammates, the coaches, for gutting this one out. It took an extra panel, if you will. It took 5 periods, but that is fine with me. One of those deals where if Dick Vitale was here, I know he'd say, I'm loving this! I'm loving this! I want to stay all night! This is unbelievable, baby! It's awesome with a capital A! Well, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now, to be honest with you. But, again, our heartiest congratulations to you, our Eric Kimble, CPA Player of the Game. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Derek Bingham joining us for our post-game show presented by Chevelle Construction. And oh, yes, we do, Coach. Spencer Hessler coming over saying, oh, you don't need to talk to me. Oh, yes, we do.
I'm not important. The kids are important. It's all right.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
At one time, you were one of those kids about a decade or so ago, making your mark, leaving your mark in the Walla Walla High School boys basketball program. Spencer Hessler, you talk about just guts, and more guts displayed by the ball club here tonight.
Yeah, it was a tough game, and we couldn't get a rhythm. The zone threw us off. I don't know why he got out of the zone, to be honest. And you kind of keep saying, keep fighting, keep believing, and you're struggling. It's hard to kind of keep believing that's going to happen. But to the guys' credit, they fought through it. They believed in each other. We hit big shots when we needed to. We got stops when we needed to. So, yeah, we saw the same thing. That was an absolute gutsy, gritty win. Win that we really needed in our program right now. I'm very proud of the guys.
Yeah, Niall Dumpster, normally just an absolute stud from 3-point, struggled a little bit tonight. What did you tell him when he came to the bench in the timeouts?
I always tell him keep shooting. Yeah. I believe he's going to make every shot, even if he doesn't sometimes. I say, hey, man, I believe in you. So he's kind of, you look at our stats, he's kind of our guy that shoots threes, and we need him to be that guy for us. So I tell him I'm never going to lose confidence in him. I keep trying to call plays for him to get him out of it. I got to find a way to maybe get him to the free throw line or get him going inside a little bit, but I always believe in him 100% of the time.
Yeah, shooter's got to shoot. I absolutely agree.
Well, what were you thinking late in the fourth quarter, a tie game, and a shot goes up? Was there any thought in your mind that you're going to be saying, oh, not again?
I absolutely thought that. I had a good view of it. I said, oh, God, not again. But he missed it, and we had life, we had momentum, and I thought once he missed, I was like, we're going to win this game. We're going to find a way because I thought we had the momentum, had some things figured out a little bit. That would have been really unfortunate for him to get into us. But he didn't, thankfully, and we fought through and got a gritty win.
And talk about the sixth man. Boy, that's about the loudest I've heard it in here in quite some time.
We need it, man. We need the crowd to be involved. That's why I told our guys last night, like, I love our community. I love growing up our community, especially playing against, like, Sageview last night, recruiting kids from all over. Like, we're Walla Walla, born and raised. I played here. My whole staff pretty much played here. Like, this community means a lot to me, and it's fun to see them come out and support and for our guys respond and win a big game for us on the road, or at home.
Peter, do you have a final question?
Not really. Well, maybe one. The decision to leave Cole Pemberton in with four fouls, pretty, you know, with a little bit of time left, I thought it was a really good decision. Can you take me through the thought process there?
I'm big on trusting my guys. Like, Cole's one of our captains. He was a unanimous pick for our captain. I got to ride with him. We got our guys. We believe in. Same thing with, like, telling Niall to shoot. I got to trust that Colt's going to come through. And Cole's been playing so well for us lately, and I said if he's going to foul out, I'll accept that. We'll move on to the next spot. But I always want to show trust to my players. I believe in all of them to do the right thing. Yeah.
Well, next week, a trip to Kamiokan on Friday, and then the Kennewick Lions come to town next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, this week was really important for us. Every week's important, but going 3-0 in this stretch was huge. We'll get back on it this week. Kamiokan's going to be tough. We know that. I have a lot of belief we can beat Kennewick at home. I know they're one of the best teams in the league, but I thought we responded well on the road. I'm excited for that challenge at home. So another tough weekend for us. But I'm super proud of this week and how we handled this week, especially after Chihuahua, where I had to kind of get after our guys at halftime and see the response this week's been. It was awesome.
And one of the most adorable members of your family, she looks pretty excited too.
Yeah, she's probably getting a little tired, aren't you? Hey, can I ask a question? How was it being next to the big dog Roy Elia on the radio?
Oh, man, what a
pressure, huh?
What a gift. I mean, are you kidding? Just coming in here, sitting with a Hall of Famer. And then, you know, obviously on top of it, having my son in the game. I mean, you know, talk about butterflies.
Crunch time at the end. Got coming at the end.
Hey, well, I knew he was going to work hard because he always does.
That's
so.
Why I put him in. Hey, I appreciate you guys. Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think I'm gonna start crying.
Well, you can't have much more fun than that, Roy. Boy, I thank you so much for letting a civilian sit in with you for a couple of games today. Boy, I haven't had this much fun in a while. What a true pleasure.
Well, we're not done quite yet.
Oh,
I think we're gonna take another commercial break. We're having so damn much fun. I just wanted to continue.
Well, I'll stay here all night.
We will continue our Cheville Construction post-game show in just a few moments. Again, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys in overtime defeat the Hermiston Bulldogs 68 to 65. We will be back to the Wahai Gym and continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a three-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back one final time at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Eli, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys in overtime defeat the Hermiston Bulldogs 68-65. And we continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 7, Micah Eggert 1, Derek Bingham, our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game with 26 points, 23 in the second half and overtime. Gabe Davenport with 3 points. Jacob Griffith, are you kidding me? A dozen? I kid you not. A dozen points for Jay Griff. Luke Higgins with a deuce. Colt Pemberton with 4. Niall Dumpser with a Baker's dozen. The Blue Devils, 22 field goals in the game, 5 from Bruce Reed range, and that means $50 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils, just a shade over 70% from the free throw line, 19 of 27. And by our unofficial count, amidst all the excitement, all the tumult, all the hoopla, the Blue Devils call for 20 personal fouls. For Hermiston, Olsen, 19. Simmons, 7. Swanson, 14. Henderson, 3. Rodriguez, 6. Young, 7. Hayes with 9. Hermiston, 21 field goals in the game, 5 from downtown. But here's a big stat. Hermiston, just 18 of 34 from the free throw line. And by my quick calculations, that is 53%, give or take a percentage point or two. And like the Blue Devils, we had Hermiston with 20 personal fouls in this contest. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahia alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing. I'm going to start crying. HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Do I care about these people or what? I guess I do. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And Peter, what we just witnessed is a game that we're going to be talking about in Blue Devil Nation for an awfully long time.
Yeah, can't get more exciting than that. I mean, I thought they did a really good job of executing the game plan, especially in the second half, keeping tempo up, working hard on both ends, chasing Swanson off of screens really well, keeping Simmons out of the paint. Had a little trouble with Carter Olsen, but at the end of the day, it didn't make a difference in the end. So a successful game, and boy, how exciting was that?
And I know this much, the heartbreak that the Blue Devils felt 5 weeks ago after that buzzer beater at Hermiston, well, that hurt is now being felt by the Hermiston Bulldogs. I think they know that they let one slip away here tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a long bus ride home back to the south. But, you know, we had that bus ride a few weeks ago, and revenge is often sweet, and it's nice for us to get a little here tonight.
Yes, indeed it was. And did we think it was going to be easy? No. Did we think it was going to be a waltz in the park? No. And again, what the Blue Devils accomplished in this game, I think, is more remarkable when you consider all the energy that they put forth last night at Sageview. I can't emphasize it enough.
Yeah, I think that Coach Hessler did a great job in continuing to inspire and get after his team. He did a good job in using the depth that the team has in spots where people might have been feeling a little bit out of gas or with a little wobbly legs, but he did a great job in managing the team, and we got it done, which that's the whole point.
The Blue Devils improved to 6-7 in Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils now even on the season at 8-8. The hard luck Hermiston Bulldogs now 4-10 in conference play. Overall, the Bulldogs are 5-11. But make no mistake about it, this is a Hermiston basketball team that, to coin a phrase, on any given night can beat anybody. Maybe with the exception of Ridgeland, maybe with the exception of Chiawana, but, you know, they've got some very capable individuals. You look at Simmons, you look at Olsen, and this is a team that, quite frankly, could maybe be a spoiler at the very end.
Absolutely. I mean, they have length. You know, they got three main guys, all good basketball players, but they got some size in the other spots too, and that gave us trouble today until it didn't. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that we did what we had to do this week. You know, two wins against 3A teams in the conference, which is big as we look toward the end of the year. You know, I think we're peaking at the right time.
Well, that's going to do it for our post-game show from the Wahai Gym. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster, and he is a great guy, Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Well, next week, the Blue Devils will be playing on Friday and Saturday. The Wahai Blue Devil girls And the Wahigh Blue Devil boys will be going to Kennewick next Friday to oppose the Kamiokan Braves. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 5:45, followed by the boys' game at 7:30. We plan to take the air at 5:15 next Friday, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And next Saturday, we'll be back in the cozy confines of the Wahigh Gym to bring you a Blue Devil basketball doubleheader, MCC style. The Wahigh boys and girls, a week from Saturday, a week from today, a week from tonight, will be playing host to the Kennewick Lions. The girls' game will tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock, and we will take the air next Saturday at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Peter Allen, it was so much fun, and we may have to do this again very, very soon.
Well, all you have to do is call, and I'll be here at the drop of a hat. I like I said before, this has been so much fun. I just, you know, being around these boys and watching basketball, and girls watching basketball, I mean, what could be any better? And being with you is just fantastic. So I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening. We first want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast. Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for another sensational job at the controls. A fine, fine job as our in-studio engineer. Of course, want to thank all of the great sponsors who help make these Wahigh basketball broadcasts possible. And, of course, we want to thank each and every one of you. In Blue Devil Nation, you mean so much to us, and we greatly appreciate your support as well. For the most part this week, it was a great, great week to be a Blue Devil. The Wahigh boys and girls combined to go 5-1 this week, starting with a sweep at Hanford, a sweep last night at Sageview, and then a split today. The girls were gallant against a very good Hermiston basketball team, but came up short. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys could have easily come up short, but they come from behind late in the fourth quarter and defeat the Hermiston Bulldogs in overtime. That's going to do it from the Wahigh Gym for my sidekick for today and perhaps in the not-distant future. Subliminal message next week. Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia telling you one final time on this Saturday night. The Wahigh boys and girls split Mid-Columbia Conference games today in the Wahigh Gym. The Wahigh girls, despite a gallant effort, come up short against Hermiston by a final score of 64-54. The Wahigh boys rally from behind and beat Hermiston in overtime. The Blue Devil boys 68, the Hermiston Bulldogs 65. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. For Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahigh Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.